Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He covers the Bay Area for The Athletic. He's also the author of a new book about Kevin Durant called KD, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest. Joining us here on the show, he's joined us before, Marcus Thompson. Marcus, good morning.
What's up?
How you
Thanks
doing,
for
man?
Having me on.
You got it. My pleasure. How you doing?
Man, it's not often I'm up before the sun, but this is pretty good. I like this.
All right.
I actually like it. It's sweet.
What was your reaction to the Pelicans winning the Zion sweepstakes last night?
I mean, to be honest, I felt like it's more riveting if they just rigged it for the Knicks. I was like, come on, man, really? Really, that's what we're doing? Like, Zion to the Pelicans and Ja to Memphis?
It's
like,
a pretty,
what is this like?
It's pretty good evidence
like
that
government
the
government bailout or something.
It's pretty good evidence the NBA is not rigging it, right?
Absolutely right. Maybe that's what they were doing, trying to show that they don't rig the draft, and came up with this and rigged it so it looks like they don't rig it. Look, small markets, go for it. All power to you. But we typically see what happens in this day and age when a guy spends 7 years in a small market. Eventually, he's like, yeah, let me try somewhere else, especially like New Orleans, right? It's like, come on. I mean, they've been struggling to just stay open for a while. So
yeah.
I hope it works, but it would have been so much a much more riveting summer if Zion was in New York. I would agree with that.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up a guy like Kevin Durant or Zion Williamson leaving a small market for something else like KD did a couple of years ago to leave for the Bay Area. In your book, you describe him as a sensitive guy, as a vulnerable guy. Did he not expect to become hated or disliked or polarizing? Did he not expect that reaction?
I think he did. I just don't think you really know until you feel it, right? I think he knew like he'd be criticized. He watched LeBron get criticized for, you know, the decision. And I think maybe part of him thought like, all right, people kind of got over that. But I think once he felt it, it was like, yo, I didn't know it was like this. And on top of that, too, I think this is pretty important. Like, this was also his first time having that much attention on him. Like, he's never had the whole basketball world picking him apart like that. Like, he was just, you know, we knew he was a great player. We knew he was a great scorer and a humble guy. And basically everybody kind of left it at that. But when he made that decision, he became a historic figure in NBA history, which means everybody had to have an opinion on him. And I don't know, I think that kind of jarred him a bit. There's no way he knew how that would feel going in. And I think it definitely surprised him.
Author Marcus Thompson joins us here on the show. When LeBron went to Miami, he said that first year he felt all the negativity and hate, and he kind of draped himself in it, and he kind of became a villain and had to embrace being a villain. It was almost like Luke Skywalker going to the dark side, you know, feel the hate, Luke. Did it change Kevin Durant to feel all that negativity? Did he become a different guy?
I don't know if he became a different guy. I think it liberated him to just be who he is, right? And I think he spent so much time in Oklahoma City trying to be the good guy, right? Wanting to make sure he held up his image as the kind of anti-superstar. He was humble. He did a lot of community service. He used to not even curse publicly, right? He told his Bible in his backpack. He was just really playing up the kind of all shucks, good old boy, like, you know, humble kid, right? And I think once he became scrutinized and once people were attacking him, I think it freed him to say, look, y'all going to get all of Kevin Durant now. And sometimes that means I might be firing back at you, right? Sometimes that means me questioning how y'all operate. So he even said it. He said it like that was me being fake. Now y'all getting the real me. So I do feel like this was always there, But now, because we're paying so much close attention, and now he's feeling like, you know, I'm under attack anyway, so I might as well be me. We get to see the whole person, and he's pretty complex.
What's your takeaway from how well the Warriors have played in the last two games without KD?
Well, number one, you know, Portland's not exactly a sturdy foe, right?
Right.
I don't know if we can get a good measure from that, but also, like, the Warriors have a style of play that we know works, and Steph Curry is no slouch, right? This dude is a two-time MVP, and that kind of gets lost because he spent so much time off the ball and he sacrifices a lot. But it looked like old Steph. It looked like the former MVP who everything was centered on him. And for a flash period, right, for a game here and there, for a series, like, that's still great, right? It works wonders. Now you got to wonder, like, how does it work over the long haul? And the way the roster is set up now, that's probably not a sustainable outlook, but they would have to, like, retool the bench and all that. But it worked like crazy. Like, that's where we're like, yeah, this dude is pretty good. He did win two MVPs in the championship before Durant got there.
You know, with the new Chase Center opening up next year, this gleaming new downtown San Francisco Palace, the Warriors want to still be contenders. They want to be great. And so if Kevin Durant does leave, does that mandate that front office is going to make sure they don't let Klay Thompson leave as well and kind of keep the band together as much as possible, re-signing both Klay and Draymond in your mind?
I feel like at this point, either way, it's kind of got to be that way, right? Like, if Kevin Durant stays, can they now start penny pinching and be like, well, Klay, we can't afford you, and kind of break it up that way, especially with no way to, like, because they were so far over the cap, it doesn't even matter. They can't go get another player to fill his place. They can't go get a cheaper version of Klay, right? They got a minimum salary that they can go get somebody. So they kind of, if Kevin Durant comes back, it's kind of got to be like, well, let's go for it again. Let's try to win six of them, right? That's why he would come back. And if he leaves, they definitely kind of bring everybody back, right? Like, they can't. That would be the worst absolute time to say, all right, let's kind of rebuild. So they would have to, you know, probably have to max out Klay, give Draymond a huge contract, and then figure out a way to build around them. So I don't see any way around it. Plus, this owner, Joe Lacob, since he bought the team, he's been talking as if money is not a thing, and he has really lived up to it. He said he will spare no expense. This is the Bay Area. It's $4,000 for rent. Like, nobody wants to hear that we don't have the money thing. So I don't see why he would start now, and I don't think money is a deterrent for him. They will be printing money in that fancy new arena they have.
Marcus Thompson joins us. He's the Athletic's Bay Area columnist. He has written a book, KD, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest. Is it weird for you to see the Warriors become hated? I mean, forever, the Warriors were kind of like the plucky, fun team that never won anything, and now suddenly they're the most hated team because they're a machine. It's got to be bizarre for you.
Man, the whole thing is really bizarre because I grew up here, right? So the Warriors were just irrelevant. Like, they weren't even anything. Like, nobody cared. I remember when I went to school in Atlanta and I put up my Latrell Sprewell poster, and I had a couple people from, like, New York and Georgia in my room, and they was like, who is that? I'm like, Latrell Sprewell, what do you mean, who is that? They're like, who do you play for? I'm like, man, the Warriors. They're like, where the Warriors play? And I'm like, what? What are you? They didn't even know where the Warriors play. So, like, they've gone from irrelevant to, like, cute and fun, and, like, they had all that team chemistry, and they were fun to watch, and they were a league pass team, to, like, champions, to, like, the worst thing that's ever happened to basketball. Like, it's all happened in, like, this 5-6 year span. It's kind of crazy.
You know, I almost feel like it's disrespectful to ask you about Kevin Durant's intentions this summer, because I don't think anybody really knows, no matter how well you know him. But I'll ask
you
this.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I'll ask you this in terms of framing it against the Warriors, since you know him well enough and the context of the Warriors. Do you think Kevin Durant desires a fresh start or a new challenge aside from what he's already accomplished with the Golden State Warriors?
Oh, I definitely think that is on his radar, right? I think that's definitely something that he's been pondering, that maybe even he once, right? I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. I feel like Kevin Durant is in this position that he really worked hard to get to and really wanted to be, that he just has all the options. Like, he is the chief free agent. Remember his first free agency? Like, he signed that thing on the low and posted it on Twitter, right? He kind of avoided all of the fanfare. Now he's like, yo, I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am, right? So this is the perk. He gets to have everybody salivate over him, everybody plan their whole futures around him. So I do think a large part of it is him, like, checking out what all the options are. Some of them sound really good. If he does leave the Warriors, I think what he does, the decision he makes, will tell us what he values, right? If he does leave, you know he's like legacy hunting, right? You know he's looking for a chance to kind of get the taste out of people's mouths about the move he made and the controversy it caused. And if he stays, you know he's just like, all right, I'm coming for you, Kobe, right? I'm coming for you, MJ. Let's try to get 6 rings. Let's win like crazy. So I don't think we know where he will go, but what he decides will let us know exactly what matters to him the most. But I think all of it is on the table.
Marcus Thompson's a senior columnist for The Athletic, covering all of the Bay Area. He's written about the Warriors for a long time, so this book is really interesting. Father's Day is coming up, so it's a good chance to get a book about basketball for dad or for yourself. Author of the book, KD, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest, from Marcus Thompson, available. Marcus, this was a lot of fun. I appreciate you getting up when it's dark for us, especially after a game last night, my man. So thank you so much for doing it.
Oh, man, you made it fun. So it was worth it. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Marcus Thompson joining us this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.